Blog Talk Radio.
Enhance your mind. Recharge your spirit. Awaken your soul. Enhancing Awareness Radio. Enhancing awareness with clarity.
names to be heard. Thus, I was going downtown. Word. All alone, no one to be with. That's on the D chain at 205th. I saw a pretty girl.
So
I sat beside her. Then she went like she was Tony the Tiger. I said, hold on, there's been a mistake. Honey, my name's Slick Rick, not Frosty Flake.
Oh, golly, why?
So she was raised in hell. She said, my name is Maggie, but call me Michelle. Michelle, my bell, Sunday monkey, one champion on some. Slick Rick and I'm rocking the house, you know I'm playing. And when I'm on the mic, there won't be no delaying. Bust the move, we show and prove. Hey yo, Doug, do that record jam on the groove.
Every this, every that, every
Every 5 days you got to go to school and have 2 days off. Every 5 days you got to go to work and have 2 days off. It's a skit. It's not real. This is the same program these motherfuckers have on other planets. We bring in reality. All right? Your transmutation circles are literally devices. These are powerful devices. And these factions have tried to use transmutation circles, and they've tried to do all the chants and the rituals or whatever. They even tried doing blood sacrifices on them. And guess what happened? Nothing. Nothing happened. Nothing happened whatsoever. So then, what did they referred to doing? They referred to doing things on a physical level. Well, since we can't get anything done spiritually, because they don't have a soul. You see, the only ones who can do things spiritually is us. These factions don't have a soul. This is why they gave us this fucking religion and all these other other garbage and bullshit, because they don't have a soul. So they needed us to tap into their soulless system in order for them to enjoy whatever life that they want to live. But we, as the true souls of this realm, the true souls of this world, we're the ones who are really supposed to be enjoying our planet. So these Saxons, what do? They go on hoard as much shit as they can possibly hoard, want to hold on to it, act like it's theirs, take shit that don't belong to them, hold on to it. Oh, I've got this right here. I got all this gold. I got all this silver. I got all this. And they're hoarding it to make themselves appear powerful, all right? That's the only thing. And like we said, they want to appear powerful, all right? Just remember, this Great Awakening, is the shifting of the polarities. When we're talking about the polarities, we're talking about this energy. You're talking about polar energy? We're talking about the energy of the poles. And it's going to shift the polarities of our realm. And at that powerful shift, that's going to be a burst of this powerful energy going across the entire realm. And a lot of these factions want to die. And it's going to be instant. It's going to be like an instant, painless death. Just their bodies literally spontaneously combusting everywhere. Brothers and sisters who are sick with all kind of diseases, all kind of other things, their bodies are instantly going to be healed. And our planet, well, our realm, better yet, will have made that stop. And then we'll begin to spin with the rest of the planet. And these reptilians, well, they're going to have, they have their armies ready, brothers and sisters. Just know, they have their armies ready. That's why it's important that you all, you know, get attained to this powerful energy. They have their armies ready because they're going to want to fight us. They're going to want us to be under their subjection. Like I said before, they're going to want us to be under their subjection. They don't understand what the magnitude of what's going to take place. That's the thing about it. As a timekeeper, I can tell you guys this, you know. They don't understand the magnitude of what's going to take place. And this is going to be some crazy shit that, you know, some fucking unbelievable shit that you can only see on a fucking movie screen or whatever. I mean, this is where we are right now. This is what we're dealing with. You know, this is where we are, brothers and sisters. All right? So just know that we're on another level of energy that these Saxons, well, they don't understand. We're nature. They don't understand how we're doing and why we're doing what we're doing now. Why can't they just be, you know, the way that we want them to be? Why can't we just be this? Why can't we be just be that? You know, why are they going this route? You know, this is evil. This is, you know, and this is what they're saying. This is evil. This is separation. We were always separate. We were always separate. It's all a part of their plan. Like you said, you know, they're going to want us to think like them. If we're thinking like them, then we're not thinking the way in the ways of the cosmos. They want us to think like them. They want us to be who they are. They want us to join in their system so that they can continue to feel like they have power. They can continue to feel like they have riches. So they can continue to pilfer and destroy, manipulate, steal our people and our children for means of sexual contemplations. This is who they are. This is who they are. So brothers and sisters, we got a lot to do. But we're getting through this here. Your transmutation circle is a device. Alright? It is a powerful device. And only a soul can work the transmutation circle. Which is why these factors, like we said, they put it on the TV and they made it seem evil. They taught us the word evil, but actually, it's all phallus. You know, they speak highly against witchcraft. You don't, and a lot of our people don't understand witchcraft. You know, we are dealing with energies and different levels of powers that come from the soul, all right? They don't want us to be in that position. It doesn't matter what they want. It doesn't matter what they don't want. What we know is we're getting ready to shut their shit down forever, and we're getting ready to fuck their asses up. Y'all get ready, all right? We attack at dawn. Just remember that.
Thank you. All right. Royalty, 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 guys. Thank you guys for tuning in to another podcast of Enhancing Awareness Radio. I'm your host, Haru. Haru the Seven Oracle, guys. And, yeah, thank you for tuning in, guys. This is going to be a revise, okay? This is going to be a revise of Motivational Classroom. I did some podcasts on the weekend, Motivational Classroom and Spiritual Soul Sunday, and I went back to listen to the playback, and there were technical issues with the sound audio. So I'm going to leave them, you know what I mean? I'm going to go ahead and leave them up, you know, because I like imperfection, right? Imperfection and, you know, just so the people know that we all normal, you know, when we get on here and present to the world and all this. So I'm going to leave it just as it is. But I'm going to revise it because Bobby Hemmett, you know, the godfather, right? You know, we got to do his shit respectfully. You know what I mean? So I'm going to go back. And, you know, it's going to be clean and, you know, straight through. And, you know, just one time I think I repeated. So anyway, I just felt a need to come back on you guys and revise the podcast that I did over the weekend. I hope you guys are doing well. I hope you guys are enhancing your very own awareness, however you do it, you know, in your personal worlds, you know what I mean? In your own you near versus, all right? Sorry if y'all can hear my animals. They like to play this time of day, this time of rising. So, so yeah, guys, this is Bobby Hemmett. This is, I think that this is very important. Back to the Basics. Back to the Basics is the name of this season, and Bobby Hemmett was one of those, you know, when I came out early on my journey, Bobby Hemmett was one of those that I gravitated to, you know, him and Panic, and got to Aleem, El Bay, too. Those were three people that I vibrated to, but it still vibrates to, you know, but I've been binge-watching a lot of Bobby. So this was a good one, guys, and I wanted to bring it to the Enhancing Awareness Radio platform. This is about the ancient, the title is Ancient Metaphysics Revised. Go look, look! Ancient Metaphysics Revised. So maybe he had to revise, just like I'm revising right here, right? So anyway, guys, this was done 3 years ago by Bobby. Well, no. It says 3 years ago, but Bobby had to do this one in the 90s because it's the background and stuff. But anyway, guys, binge watch on your own time. Binge watch Bobby Hemmett's videos. You know what I mean? You'll learn a lot, you know. And this is, you know, Brother Wisdom is one that says chaos brings change, not peace. You know what I mean? But I feel that we are in a place of balance, you know. So the heart chakra, guys, I think is the golden key, you know, out of our very own matrix. So anyway, guys, I'll be back to close out. But Bobby Hemmett, Ancient Metaphysics Revised. Take two, right? All right.
Whatever this thing, whatever these particular thing. We're a lot of moments. We got a lot to cover. Y'all all right?
Yeah.
Okay. Isn't it interesting here about the Arnold Schwarzenegger at the same time? Because the spirit world is also going on at the same time, and this guy from Austria is winning the governorship, the governor. Another Austrian gets the shit put out of him by that white lion, the fucking Roy, a Siegfried and Roy. You know, Siegfried and Roy. He gets damn near killed to the point where they got to replace bones in his skull. You know, this lion ate his ass up. You know, always fucking mine. You know, just like they got them, you know, had the other group out there. Same time that happened, they got a group out in west, someplace out west, protesting about the bears, out there sleeping with the damn bears. A white woman and white man, and ate up, woke up being breakfast. Both of them dead. Protesting and sleeping with the damn bears, and won't give a nigga a quarter. Interested here. Going right along. But Roy ass got fucked up. I said, yep, the spirit is on that. I got some spirit shit. One Austrian man wins, the other one gets ate up. Fucking with tigers and stuff. Yep. Going right along. If you didn't get this, we just, you know, we'll give you some stuff on the, just here's something here. This is amazing. You know, it's a new day. My brother Yehoshua sent me this in the mail. You know, it's a fucked up day. When I got to piggyback off this and stuff. Brother Yehoshua sent me this thing about fucking Jimmy Walker. You know, Jimmy Walker, big time Uncle Tom. I didn't know this shit here. Jimmy Walker is one of the biggest Uncle Tom's with. It says, add to the list of Rush Limbaugh defenders. I just love it. He got his shit fucked up. So when one thing goes up, another thing goes down. It's about like they killed the mayor, one of the first black mayors in the country, but of Atlanta was Maynard Jackson. They killed him one day. The spirit world get mad, and two fucking Uncle Tom racists die 2 days apart, right? About a couple of days after he get killed. So that means there's a spirit world going on. So they bump Maynard Jackson off, and then Strong Thurman racist ass gets killed, and the guy from Lester Maddox, from another Ku Klux Klansman racist cracker, dies. They die a couple of days apart. Anyway, by the end of the week, after they killed Maynard Jackson, they took out two damn Klansmen. Which is interesting here about that is, which is interesting about that, Dick Gregory came down to Atlanta and showed that the internet report of the Atlanta Journal and Constitution, which is the main newspaper, had Maynard Jackson dead on the internet hours before he actually died. He died on Monday. They said Maynard Jackson has just died from a heart attack in a Washington, D.C. airport. And they gave all that particular information on Sunday night. He didn't die till Monday morning. You see, he didn't die till Monday morning. So, so every time some shit happens, it's a warfare going on that these racist motherfuckers get their just due too. Because it's interesting because they got a group down in Atlanta right now that is, they beat some black guys up last summer. And it's some little skinhead group. And now they are down there. And all of them begging not to be said, hey, I'm not racist, because they got that anti-hate law. And so now, you know, they get an additional 5 years added on to whatever based on hate crime. So this stuff here, there's a war going on one thing, and these crackers is getting their stunning also. So here go, we got this boy, so you got Rush Limbaugh, black, white ass, you see what I'm saying, a big old drug addict, you see. Now, it's interesting here, too, to add to the list of Rush Limbaugh defenders, stand-up comedian Jimmy Walker, the one-time good time sitcom star, famous from his exclamation dynamite, Walker, who writes a right-wing opinion column for a Jewish World Review website, applauds Limbaugh's job-ending ESPN remarks about the Philadelphia Eagles. He said, you know, whatever he said about something derogatory about the black man on the Philadelphia Eagles, old black ass JJ applauds this. You see what I'm saying? Of course, Russ comments have nothing to do with race and everything to do with the NFL obscure affirmative action policy. Ain't this a motherfucker right here? You know what I'm saying? And you know how black this motherfucker got? Have you seen him, man? Look like somebody baked his goddamn head in the damn oven. He dismissed Limbaugh's drug addiction and otherwise in a stellar career. So here it is. I call out to California. They're like, man, you crazy. They say this nigga here is notorious out there in Los Angeles and California being a big Uncle Tom. Now, meanwhile, your boy Ralph Carter, what's his name? What's Ralph Carter? Michael Evans. He's conscious. You know what I'm saying? He's conscious. He's been to Africa several times. He's been a part of this whole Afrocentric movement. You see the whole time and all. He's conscious and all, you know. Wears his African clothes. He was on this TV show with a coupe on. He's conscious. You see what I'm saying? And this goddamn fool right here, big time Uncle Tom. It's just amazing how this shit goes. It's just amazing. Moving right along. So that's now it's interesting here because you got to understand rituals. The guy that played John Muhammad in the USA movie is the same guy that played O.J. Simpson in the USA movie 10 years ago, about 8 years ago. Same guy. Now, what is that? Well, you know, see the parallel? They would get the same guy that played O.J. Simpson, you see what I'm saying, to play John Muhammad. Then you got to understand how the ritual goes and how they can connect this ritual. You got to understand what's going on. Everything is a ritual. When we are winning, and we're going to get through this particular stuff, this particular stuff right now, because this is, we got to find out where we are at this particular time. Another ghost ship showed up at Carnival. Remember they had these people getting sick on these ships out there, the Carnival ship, all last year. They had another one last week the people got sick on. Remember now, that spirit in the middle passage. Those are spiritual entities in the middle passage is fucking them up. You see, so this is very key. People all over the country is experiencing mold in their house. So I don't know if you all doing this shit. I can't close my damn closet. You know what I'm saying? I took out my winter clothes and I had to wash them 3 times just to get the bacteria out of them. But people are experiencing mold. Anybody experiencing mold, raise your hands. In the homes. People are experiencing mold in the homes and stuff like that and all, based on water up under the house or whatever. That's spiritual. You know, they got white folks got to move out of $1 million homes because of these microscopic organisms. You see, that's the spirit realm rising when you start seeing the mold. You see, that's the spirit realm rising on another level. Got to get in that because we're talking about the micro level. So now they are spending. Give me some. I need some paper napkins. Some. Looked around and didn't bring that towel. I thought I did. On the micro level, they are spending millions of dollars in what is called nanotechnology. Nanotechnology, and that is because the world is being fought is on such an invisible level. And so what you're going to have to understand here is you're going to have to understand that what we're dealing with at this particular time here is not that which is apparent. Anything that is apparent is something behind it when we get into this esoteric stuff in a few seconds. So on the micro level, in the microscopic level, that's where the war is being fought. Just remember disease and a lot of things are going down. Now that means also, too, that that is why everything is antibacterial. You know, antibacterial soap, antibacterial spray. All the stuff is antibacterial in it, and it had a rise in the 1990s. And it had something to do with the rise of consciousness. What that is the other world appearing into this world and overlapping. So the physical world that used to be strong because the spiritual world had diminished to a certain level, the spirit world now is becoming increasingly strong and the physical world is eroding. So the first thing to look out is, you know, things spoiling, things, you know, you can't, you know, meats and all types of things, getting salmonella poison and all that type of stuff. A lot of that is the spirit world coming into being. Another thing is microscopic healing. A lot of people are getting cut and burned, and the stuff heals up in 2 or 3 days. Anybody got this shit happening? Anybody got this happening where you get to cut your finger? You cut your finger or something like that in 2 or 3 days. Anybody that's been witnessing this? And in about 2 or 3 days is healing. That is because we are witnessing a change in the molecular structure of the planet and things are happening. You know what I'm saying? I sliced my arm through the fucking white meat 2 months ago. And then on a Sunday, the next Sunday, it was completely healed. You see, it was completely healed. You know, so these are things that actually happen on the healing process. But is happening more in people who are conscious. And it's happening in you particular ones that you're going to have to go above the human level. So we're going to get into all that in a few minutes. But this is very interesting. This is very interesting. You have those ghost ships. Check out the movie Ghost Ship. This movie came out last year. But they got all this stuff happening in the carnival cruises and all this stuff that is spiritual. Very key when we get to some of the aspects of what's going on. When we go into this particular esoteric stuff in a few minutes. Now, this is a couple of things that's going on. Now, this is what you must understand for you people, because they're going to come after you. They're going to come after you like this. It's already happening to conscious people. You're going to get a call, and they're going to tell you that someone that you know has come down with AIDS and has named you as a person that they probably slept with the last 5-6 years. Now, they can't legally make you go take an AIDS test. Now, you got to understand what's going on. This is real crucial. They can't legally have you go take an AIDS test. What they want to do is to scare you into having the AIDS test. Now, once they scare you into having it, then what's going to happen is you run down and you take the AIDS test. If you are conscious, you automatically are going to come down HIV positive, because there's no such thing as the AIDS. The AIDS that was in the 1980s that was killing up homosexuals and killing up people and stuff like that is no longer in America. They don't even use the biological warfare of AIDS that was invented. They don't even use that at all anymore. So when Valentine say the question that there is no AIDS, he is right in the particular aspect that they don't use that now to kill you in what they call AIDS. That's the biological warfare of the 1980s that they used in Africa and still use in Haiti. And even that cannot kill you. The only thing that can kill you is the AIDS treatment. So now, if they were to test that particular AIDS out, the physical AIDS or the one from the 1980s, they would have had, everybody would have been wiped out. You know what I'm saying? But I don't know nobody who can fucking don't do it. You know what I'm saying? One thing is you ain't got no choice. You know what I'm saying and all. But if I don't know nobody who got opportunity and don't do the damn thing. You know what I'm saying? So black and white, that would have wiped everybody out. So what they did was is basically they stopped that particular biological warfare. Because anybody, you know, this is, you should know by now that that was all invented. But the last 10 years, at least from 1991 on in, the AIDS that people have had was being induced based on the cure. So the key here is to make sure that you get the AIDS. They will call you up and try to get you or scare you into getting an AIDS test. Having an AIDS test is the most dangerous shit you can have in America at this particular time. If you are conscious, you automatically come down with AIDS, because it is not the AIDS that you're coming down with. It is the lottery. It is the people deciding that you are going to die. Now, take the answers. I got a friend, far back as 91. This cat was diagnosed HIV positive, but he used to hang out. He was right-hand man to Jesse Jackson and a government agent. Been in college since 1972. He did a pension. Been in college for 32 years. And he came down with AIDS in 1991. He said, wait a minute, this is a mistake. He went down to the damn office, told who he was, and they said, I'm sorry, Mr. So-and-so, you don't have AIDS. It was as simple as that. They was they had a lottery on who they were killing, as well as, I don't even want to say a lottery, so that's, you know, we talk about something more than random. We talk about a direct order to kill conscious people. And so he got caught up in that because he was useful to the government. They told him he didn't have, you know, he didn't have AIDS. So the key is to get a super spy at a particular time like Magic Johnson, who all of a sudden appears on Billboard, all of 2003, starting in like December, or the end of last year, he starts appearing on damn Billboard. Not only telling people to get tested, but using some new money, solution for some pharmaceutical company. But this is the key. The pharmaceutical shit is for white folks so they can make money off of. For you, it's straight up death, especially for conscious. Now try to understand this. This is the reason why they had all these churches, Jesse Jackson, Farrakhan, and everybody telling you to take AIDS test. Hey. That is because this is how they can kill you off. Now, once you take the AIDS test, this is the mystery. That's why you can't take the test. Once you take that test, they legally, by the laws that they have passed, can quarantine you. So it's interesting, as long as you don't take the test, you are free from anything the government going to do. You see what I'm saying? As well as giving you some shit to kill you and call it AIDS. But when you take that test, you automatically have signed on to be quarantined for the rest of your life, and they can demand you take the medicine to die. You see, it's a beautiful way to kill you off and do it legally. You sign up for biological warfare, so you cannot take the test. That's why they're going around now telling that the number one person that has AIDS is the black man. I thought the black man was all locked up, goddamn it. You know what I'm saying? It's the black man. And before that, it was the black woman. The mystery here is you were conscious. They know you're conscious. You feel what I'm saying? They know all about you. And whenever you take that test, you automatically gonna come down HIV positive because it is not AIDS. It's the AIDS test. And you summoning the government to kill your black ass. This is a mystery. They cannot give you the test if you don't want the test at all. But when you take that test, it's all over. That means that they, by law, the laws that they have passed, legally they can quarantine you and legally they can make you take the medicine. And whenever you take that test, and they put you on the list as having AIDS, you are automatically looked on as, or you automatically go out as a terrorist if you have sex with somebody. Even if you don't have it, you are now, it's an act of terrorism if you have sex with somebody. The person that they call the fool to do that bullshit, they try to get her to go take the test when it was reading all the laws. Half the laws was up under the terrorist laws based on the terrorist bill. So you got to understand what the hell is going on at this particular time. This is a new thing that's going on. Just give me some more hard copy to look out for before we go into this esoteric thing. This is a new thing. They did it in 1998 in Atlanta. From 1998 to 1995, they did it in Atlanta. And they get ready to do it again. And that is, they will go into the prison. You will find out that if you have a history record of killing black folks, they let you out. They will parole you, and you don't have to have no probation whatsoever. Now, if you are a person that don't have a violent record of killing people, when you get paroled, you got to go into probation. You know, go on probation. But if you have killed X amount of people, they will let you out of jail with no probation whatsoever. They did it in 1998. They announced last week that they get ready to let thousands of people out, violent offenders. Now, all these violent offenders, when they talk to the people who they had did their particular deeds on, they were all black women. And murdering children and murdering whatever it is they had track with. Let me give you an example. They're doing it around the country, so watch out for it. Yeah, so if you got a family member that's a killer, fuck him. See that they keep him back out in jail. Because I'm going to tell you what's going on with this shit. This is what's going down. They let a brother out last spring in Kansas. This brother had killed 7 black people. They let him out of jail, and he didn't have to report to no probation. This makes him the government quintessential hitman for the black community. Meanwhile, he's walking around town. The first thing he does, he hangs out with his family from May to August. And in August, this black family, they go in their home, and the entire house is dead. About 7 or 8 people in the house all dead, shot in the head. But the only person they could see that was hanging around and who had been there last was this black guy that they let out of prison. Then, after they kill all those particular people, then they go and lock the black guy back up. See, you can get so many birds with one stone. So this is one of the mysteries. These are going to be people that in order for them to do this terrorist thing, because remember now they already had the gang members and the people that prey on the community, they're not putting that under the Terrorist Act. So in order for them to make this terrorism out of you, because that's what this shit is all about, they got to release a certain amount of criminals, you see what I'm saying, to terrorize the black community. So they got the preachers and your politicians in. They have already started telling the preachers and the politicians to start calling black people who terrorize the community terrorists. This is a political thing. It's a bigger picture, but what they're going to do is they're going to bring out these particular violent motherfuckers with MKUltra, that is the mind control, to kill black people, because if they didn't have the motherfucker when they went in, they damn sure got it when they go out, come out. They're going to let these people out of the community. Because they don't have any probation, that's an incentive for them to go and shoot up and kill up the motherfuckers they want, because all the motherfuckers create a crime, think they're going to get away with it. You see what I'm saying? And this acts as the government's own hitman. You get how this goes? This acts as his own hitman to come in. What's that for? You got another hour? You got to change now? Own hitman. So this is what's getting ready to go down. Meanwhile, the terrorists that they're trying to play with these particular people, and they're going to call them terrorists, it's for the rest of you innocent people walking around here, terrorists, because remember, blackface means criminal. So they're trying to make blackface out of criminal now into terrorists. All right. Y'all all right? Okay, that's like talking to Stephen now. Shit, I should sit down a little bit. Technology. Okay. All right. Will?
Yeah, Will.
Oh, shit. Damn it. Okay. I did a book called, a thing called Melanin, How to Eat Melanin People, a couple of years ago. Some white boys, it's called How to Eat Melanin People. Anyway, some white boys had sent me some documents from upstate New York. Upstate New York back in I think it was 99 or 2000. And so anyway, I later on found out that these documents were printed in a book, but it was on, but the way they put the documents was How to Eat Black People or whatever. So I put the book out, How to Eat Melanin People. It, based on no particular documents, it came out in 1999 or 2000, these particular documents. So anyway, I later on found the book that those particular things came out of, which is very key. It's your state of mind control. It has a lot to do with the esoteric sciences. This is a book called An Age for Lucifer, Predatory Spirituality and the Quest for Godhood by Robert C. Tucker. An Age for Lucifer, Still in Quest. Predatory Spirituality and the Quest for Godhood by Robert C. Tucker. Now, they're talking about sinning against God and all this type of stuff, but they're saying that they're not talking about cosmic evil. They're talking about physical evil. So they documented there's two kind of evils. There's cosmic evil and physical evil. Cosmic evil has nothing to do with moralism. Although they don't go into it. They were letting it be known that they were not into cosmic evil. They were into physical evil, which means they want to rule the planet by a predatory nature. Understand the difference. What I am going to introduce to you tonight is cosmic evil. Cosmic evil has nothing to do with moralism whatsoever. It should be called cosmic primal. Chaos, magic, chaos theory, or chaos theology. Now, understand the difference. Robert C. Tucker's book, An Age for Lucifer. So one of the chapters that the white boys had sent me, I later on, when I got this book, I understood that the white boys had copied it out of this book. See what it is? I'm always undercover. See, when you, I never wrote my fucking cover. So you're the one that, you know, you learn a little bit of knowledge. First thing you want to do is go around some white people fucking shit. I don't never go around white people fucking shit. Because the white people don't come around you talking shit. Nobody told you the story. I went out to a UFO conference, and they were talking about the Illuminati and all this kind of stuff, and the white boy stepped up to me, and he said, "Hey, how you doing?" I'm like, "God damn, you're the Pepsi-Cola man." And he used to hang out in the black, where all the black five colleges was. He used to put the photo machines in the goddamn black college. Used to put photos in the machines in the black colleges. And at the store I used to work at, he was a Pepsi-Cola man. And he looked at me and said, "You never know who you're talking to." And this cat was one of the heads of the societies that was dealing with the Illuminati and the UFO shit. So they don't never blow their cover. We're the motherfuckers. You stupid niggas that blow our cover. But when I go out, white motherfuckers, I'm undercover. Deep, undercover. Undercover brother. So white motherfuckers love me. I go out living on, I took the niggas with me talking some shit on me. I'm like, motherfuckers, don't blow the fucking cover. So these white people give me shit. White boys used to give me all kind of documents and stuff like that now, because I was undercover. That's the problem, is you wear your mind on your fucking shoulder. And these motherfucking crackers, you never know who they are. These motherfuckers be plotting secrets against you every damn day. And you never know who they are. I'll show you what I'm talking about. Look at here. Now, you don't have to tell me your own ancient people. Here's a book called The Ayurveda Veda. Now, when I was here the last time, I bought this at East West Book. They get these shits from India, so they might get them in once every 2-3 months. So you best honor it. The Ayurveda is one of the Sanskrit texts. It comes out of India, the Ayurveda, A-T-H-A-R-V-A-V-E-D-A, A-T-H-A-R-V-A-V-E-D-A, Ayurveda. Now, this book cost me damn near $42, and they put the taxes on you, best believe that damn near was damn near 50. I don't know how that bitch goes, you know, $42 means 47. You know, but anyway, you know how that shit goes. I've been looking for this book for years, and I'm on my way, ready to fly out of New York, and I grabbed the book, brought the book, got on the plane, show you how the spirit works. Got on the plane, I said, I know this is the shit. Got on the plane, the book opened to this page, and my eyes, because I'm not a spirit always does. He said, man, you read all them books? I said, hell no, man. Damn, the damn page opened. And the spirit give me the shit. The book opened up on the fucking plane, and write to this passage, and this is what this shit says. Opera Beta, page 355. Y'all all right? Check this out. Those who cannot bear the sun, who warms us yonder from the sky. Break that down. Those who cannot bear the sun, who warms us, black folks, yonder from the sky, and hides themselves at night. Penniless, wretched free people who dress in goat skin, malodorous, with bloody mouths. Such characterless persons we drive away. Well, goddamn, there you got it in black and white. You don't need to be fucking around the damn white man. This was before they even had cracker praying on. What's your excuse? Want to read that again now? Those who cannot bear the sun, who warms us yonder from the sky, hide themselves at night, penniless, wretched people who dress themselves in goat skin. They're talking about the caveman. Malodorous, with bloody mouths, such casual people, we persons, we drive away. You feel what I'm saying? Just to show you the add into the evidence on what type of science is out here dealing with this type of white folks. So that's what it is. It's awesome. I just wanted to put that down. I mean, I paid $45 to bring you that, so shit, y'all need to get that. Anyway, this book, and it ain't for Lucifer. There is a chapter called Devouring, chapter 3. How you devour somebody, and they got the word up in here. If you get the book, if you get the movie, Ravenous, and how they speak when a person will take on their spirit. The book Ravenous. So when you eat a person, you take on that person's spirit. You get that movie, Ravenous, and they show it's a real grotesque movie produced by a woman. Ain't that a bitch? It's a good-ass movie, but the stuff that's going on in there is real. But the Native Americans talked about if you meet a person, you can take on their energy. And they got it in the actual movie. We also got it in the Ethiopian Book of Enoch. They talk about how we will become fools, fools for them. Y'all all right? Is this interesting? Let me know now. We were going up. Well, come to find out, in this book, now hold on 1 minute. In this book, they got something. The word is called POWAQQATSI. POWAQQATSI, which means prosper. Pasquati, a Pawaquasi, a Pawaquasi is what it means. It's some motherfucking word. Somebody spell this shit. Look, let's do this again. Got that? I'm going to spell it out for you because, you know, I'm a motherfucker for Mullins. This shit is too complicated. POWAQQATSI. Y'all write that down. Somebody pronounce that shit. What's that? Power copy. That's good enough. Power copy. And that means eating someone and taking on their spirit. This is a legitimate term. And you best believe these damn white boys here is doing this shit as a part of the people who eat you, the secret society. Now, I'm trying to tell you this because I'm trying to give you a crash course, because in here, now try to understand this particular information. They go into how you devour a person or eat a person. They also go into how you possess a person in organizations and take over their mind, mind control. Now try to understand mind control. Mind control means your mind, and this is interesting because we was talking today, and it was mentioned to me about how a child, when they're trying to learn languages, I'm going to get ready to drink that shit. Put this up here. We don't need a like me. They were talking about how a child, when a child is trying to learn languages, that the child's brain is wired to the first languages that they first start to learn. So it will wire itself, or it will latch on to and correspond with the first languages it's trying to learn. And any other language, it becomes alien to it. Although children can learn over so many languages before the age of five, the primary language at first is the one that it will wire itself to. You get it? Well, in mind control, there's a book called Mind Control in America. I can't think of the guy's name. Anybody remember that book? Mind Control in America. What's his name? Alex? Constantine. Yeah. This is what they talk about, doing the marijuana in there, marijuana. Yeah, that's the one. Alex Constantine. Mind Control in America. Jim Teague. I knew it was something smaller. Jim Teague. He got the Exorcist and he got Dune and he got marijuana and all that. Now check this out. This is talking about mind control. This is a crash course in mind control. You got it? Okay. Oh, and that's a mind control book? Okay. Mind control is if you feed the mind information. The subconscious mind takes the information and acts upon the information that you give it. So it's not but a computer. It acts upon the information that you give it. If you give it wrong information, it will act upon that information. And it will produce based on the wrong information. Your whole world comes centered around the information you give it. And it becomes wired, just like the child's mind becomes wired to the thing. That's why they tell you never speak to your child with baby language.
Right.
You know, they say that confuses the child. What the fuck? If you're speaking English and you're speaking some goobity-gosh. And they say, that's how you want to quit. You know, they got courses on this shit now to make a smart child. Don't speak to it in baby language because it confuses the damn child. You know what I'm saying? So, in this particular mind control, just like the baby mind gets wired to the language right offhand, the first language is his, your mind can get wired to information that is given to you, although information is wrong, if they gave you that first. That's why people go, I can't get into that mind. I've been knowing this since I was a child. Like, that's valid. You know what I'm saying? So, it becomes wired to it. It takes that as truth. When right information comes and the wrong information got there first, it automatically blocks out the right information and rejects the right information. So right now I can say, I believe in Satan as my Lord and Savior. Right now y'all got problems with that. Because you've been told all your life that Satan is evil. You know what I'm saying? Now one woman did do the patch thing. She got out of them fucking with her. When she told him, she wrote back and said, I cannot pay these taxes because Satan is my Lord and Savior. Them crackers left her alone. They said, is the black woman saying this shit? Let her go. Now, we'll get into that. But right there, it's already produced a response. I call Satan my Lord and Savior, and all about it, because you've been hearing this from a child. You scared to even be up in this motherfucker because you're going to hell. Hell gonna be your home. And he ain't smiling. God damn it, I ain't taking it. But you have been trained this as a child, so therefore now you motherfucking goddamn 50 years old and still being in fairy tales. You know what I'm saying? Crap that just breaking all the fucking laws. Just cracking up how done any of their violations was respectful. This we got in a new fucking devil for his cracker. He done broke all the damn laws. And his children were good. And nothing ever happened to me. Good things happen to bad people all the time. And bad things happen to good people every goddamn time. You be talking about you blessed because you've been lowered on a such a low level. And you don't think anything is being blessed. Even people walk up a flight of stairs, I'm blessed. Ain't shit. That's because he has lowered everybody to a certain level on this planet. And if you need just to look up and get an eye wink, you go, I'm blessed. Your bar and your expectations is low. It don't mean nothing for you to goddamn sit up here and be happy about some shit. You know what I'm saying? You be happy because Cuba Gooding Jr. is on damn TV. That's another damn thing. Niggas need to get out of just being happy because a nigga's on a TV set. I know some black people only watch black movies. You know what I'm saying? They got the most derogatory movie ever came out with this no good goddamn hoe right here. This hoe right here put out the worst movie with every stereotype in the world with black folks. In that shit, bringing down the house. The black feminist Bell Hooks said, I cried when I saw this shit. You know? And guess what? Black people love it. I've been hearing so many rave reviews from black people about this movie. They love it. That fucking Hollywood video they put out, 15, I was up in the store and they put out 15 previously viewed tapes and I was in the store for 10 minutes and when I looked up, every last one of them was going to love it. Because you've been reduced down to a low, savage piece so you think this shit is entertainment. They had her going with the white man, they had her black man going to jail. She going with a white man with his eyelashes grow together, his eyebrows grow together. She put on the maid's outfit. She's doing the jailhouse shit, and yet they ain't had a motherfucking derogatory white person in there. All the white people was good decent, law-abiding citizens. And this fucking hoe here did this. You see what I'm saying? And she's been paid in Hollywood, so ain't no excuse. You see what I'm saying? But your damn expectation has been low. You know what I'm saying? Just like the concept that I was telling them in what's called last week in Connecticut. They were talking to Rosie O'Donnell. It's a damn, you had one of the popular television shows on daytime. Second to Oprah Winfrey. Why did you leave? This is the difference between us and white folks. She said, you want to know why I left? I'll tell you why I left. She said, one day I was watching Oprah Winfrey. And I said, here's a damn woman with $1 billion and she's still working. So I quit my job, locked myself in the house for a damn year, cut off my phones, but one phone into my house for personal people, and for 1 year all I did was paint it. Just paint it. All she did was paint pictures. Because she understands what we don't understand. The motherfuckers who run the world, they don't work. They give themselves time to think. She is home for this motherfucker 50, 51 and done added another job over at night. On the oxygen channel. That's a part of her fucking MO. She got to keep working. So Rosie O'Donnell said, I saw her, she got $1 billion and she's still working. You see what I'm saying? Mind control. Give me something to show you. Now, if the mind receives right information, but if it receives the wrong information first, then the mind rejects the right information. So therefore, you people that woke up in the 90s and the late 80s and stuff like that, you've been amazed why your people can't get shit. That's because they've gotten wrong information and it's a part of the mind control. I say that to say in this particular chapter, they got a chapter also called possession. Chapter 4 is called possession. And in there they talk about this. They talk about how an organization can get your core center, which means you go in these organizations and you believe so much into the particular person until you surrender your core center. That is a part in you that's your most vulnerable state. Once you surrender your core center, it's very unlikely that you'll get it back. You'll become possessed by that organization and those people forever. And very few people are able to regroup from the core center. Most people, when the organization is toppled, they go into despair and they just give up altogether. Some of them become drunk. Some of them kill themselves. And some of them go into denial and think that it's going to be all right. It's going to be all right. This person is still going to deliver me to the promised land. I don't know the motherfuckers be locked up. Then I had two of that shit happen. Yahweh been Yahweh. And this nigga, he can't even say Yahweh. If he say Yahweh, he goes back to jail. Now, I'm telling you this from the ass-off community. The gig is up. Don't wait on my man to get out of jail. Since when did you let know any white man that can get you out of jail? And my point is, don't think it's the spirit, because you got it backwards. If you're spiritual, you don't go to jail in the first place. So don't waste your fucking energy. But the point here is, the mind control is once you give up your core center. You know what I'm saying? We need to fool this thing here, because this is another thing, because some of the people thinking that, oh, he's the only one that started. You know, you got people in our community that think that Dr. York was the first person to start speaking about Kemet, and he didn't even start on the Kemet shit until 1995. When other motherfuckers, Dr. Ben Johnson and all us, our illustrious scholars, have been in the bitch for damn 10 years. You know what I'm saying? And now some of you are now coming out of the mind control and realizing there were other people out here speaking information too. You see what I'm saying? He hated Egypt in 1990. Couldn't stand it. Got books. His Leviathan books in 1990. He hated Kemet. People don't know that this is the same man that had an argument and a battle with Dr. Ben in 1990. All of 1990, Dr. York had a battle with Dr. Ben saying Egypt wasn't shit. You see? You see what I'm saying? So the point I'm trying to make here is, now all of a sudden now, he's independent and he's the damn definitive of this thing. You see what I'm saying? But the point is this here. What energy is locked the fuck up? You know what I'm saying? My point here is, he ain't brought nobody new that nobody else ain't been playing. Because if you check my record, I've been on this shit for 12 fucking years. And this is not I'm just trying to tell you, there's a core center. You got to understand mind control. Not necessarily knocking some shit. What I'm trying to tell you is the mind control here is, once you give up your core center, it's hard to bounce back. And that's what's happening with America. White folks have believed that America is beautiful, America is just, America is this. For so many years, they've given up their core center. So they get a man in the fucking damn shelter, and they send their children to war, and don't bring back a damn bullet. And they still make excuses. You know what I'm saying? Because they cannot regroup from it because of the mind control. You see? That America is just. So we're talking about this particular mind control thing that's going down. Try to understand what's going on here and all. But they talk about that particular part in mind center. Once they get your core center, you finished. You see, that you finished. And the key here is, I don't know no esoteric system. When you talk about esoteric system, you talk about kundalini, chakras, pineal gland, pituitary gland, root chakra, herbs, different concepts. It's always personal. That means the only way you're going to raise yourself up, there ain't going to be no fucking leader raising you up. Now, goddammit, I'm trying to tell you, challenge me on this shit right now. You motherfucker want to shut up and challenge me on this shit right now. You can't get through the gateways with another human being Just run around this motherfucker asking you for goddamn money. Only way you can get through these gateways, you gotta do it yourself. This is 101. We get ready to start into this shit in a few damn minutes. You can't get through here with another fucking human being leading you. You see what I'm saying like that? The only way you're gonna get through this, because I'm gonna tell you something. The first thing is you got to jump on all kind of fucking issues and pathologies. You got to give up. You see what I'm saying? And too often when you're putting all your troubles and all your fucking idiosyncrasies on other people, you see what I'm saying? You can be shielded from dealing with your own damn self.
Mm.
Only thing you got to do is go rush at this other motherfucker, which is a pathology in the first place. Cutting yourself short. So you can't get to the higher levels with these damn leaders and these cult leaders. So for the mere fact that a motherfucker, you are not being able to deal with yourself on the highest level because you worship on another goddamn nigga, meaning the motherfucker was fucked up from the get-go. Understand the sign from it. Anybody want to challenge me on this shit here? Goddamn it.
No, I'm not.
So you want to come with some goddamn bullshit? Come on with this motherfucker right now. We go to wrong this shit. See what I'm saying? But you can't quote no shit coming from some bullshit crucified other niggas. You better come with what you know. And not some nigga locked up in jail and shit. You see what I'm saying? You better come with what you know. That's what time it is. You see what I'm saying? That's what time it is. I want to hear this shit by being the support of our black niggas. These motherfuckers are so goddamn arrogant. Tell me, you ain't down with their program. They don't give a shit about you. And then when a motherfucker getting locked all of a sudden, we need to come together. Because we all in this boat. Where the fuck was you before then? See what I'm saying? You know, when you was talking shit about all the other people, he talked shit about everybody out here. Now all of a sudden, we need to come together. You see? So this is the same old con game that's going on with all these fucking people you are giving your lives over to. And the key here is you are going into there 2004 and you still following people. How the hell you think the government gives you black leaders? That's to cut yourself short, because they understand the only way you're going to get up to the Kundalini realm is you're going to have to go through there yourself. I know for a goddamn fact, I'm going to go into some shit that's been happening to me, and I know the only way you can do this shit, you got to free your damn self. All right, let's go on. You all right?
Yeah.
Okay, the first thing I need to start with is this. To go into this esoteric thing. The first thing I need to deal with is, what time is it? Okay, we got good time. We're going to be here for a minute. You see what I'm saying? I'm just saying, my thing is a different entity. Tell the entity to come and that motherfucker walk through the fucking damn wall. See, the gig is up when you tell me a motherfucker supposed to be the most advanced nigga from Ritz. See, this fucking shit gets fucked up. You're from a goddamn planet, Ritz. You from another planet? This is some shit. Mind Control 101. You from another planet? I don't know. I'll say shit. The niggas don't want to say shit. I'll say it. Let me explain to you. We put it to rest right now. You can say Father him a toe. But I don't have no fear of nobody. Because if you fuck with me, your ass is in a hot bed indeed. I'll tell you about the shit that I know is true. Because I'm down in Atlanta, Georgia. And I'm meeting girls in their early 20s that's telling me that the motherfucker molested them. That's how the fuck I know.
Mm.
And they ain't in no courtroom center on the west side. I know the motherfucker on one of those. They down in west side, they're all around the east. They was in Eatonton, they're all around Atlanta, and the girl said, yes, that motherfucker molested me.
Mm.
Let's get on one a little better. I met the mother, so one of his children, is 8 years old. I met her this summer. And she said it. He molested my little boy.
Mm.
Now, you got it in black and white. You believe what the hell you want to believe. I'm telling you, I'm fuck all that damn shit on the tape. I done met him. I met one a month ago. You see? Now, no way in hell you going to tell me that there's an entity that comes from the planet Ritz. We can't find this shit on no star map. Nowhere. I got Barnett, Star Constellation. I got Allen's star names there, luring their meaning. I ain't seen Rich nothing. Rich crack or nothing. But yet, you can't get out of a fucking jailhouse The crackers rolled on me 2 or 3 days after 9/11, about 3 or 4 days after 9/11, and they couldn't even find my fucking house. And me and the sister Kennedy was on the front porch, and they had 25 to 30 police cars, helicopters, and fucking vans. They couldn't find my damn house. They rolled on my ass on December the 19th, 2001, and got the wrong damn street. They rolled on me on my birthday. November 28th is my birthday. They rolled on me November 28th, 2000. They had 3 helicopters in the fucking graveyard. We was doing a damn ritual, and the motherfuckers couldn't do shit. Because when you hooked up, you hooked up. That's how this thing go. So if a nigga from the planet Rich, tell that motherfucker to unlock your bars. Shit, I think that David Blaine can do some shit like that. I got a motherfucker named Jesse Reeves down in Mother, South Carolina, an escape artist. They ain't built no jail to hold that nigga. Well, we got your boy down here in Florida. They go on the road and shit to get him. You better turn him back around. He done gone. You see. So, the planet Rich, this nigga talking about the planet Rich. We need to get off of the mind control. We need to get off the damn mind control. Because what's happening here is it's spiritual. All these self-proclaimed messiahs is biting the damn dust. You want to know why? Because it cannot stand in the way of the people and your own personal salvation when you're going to have to save yourself. So what's happening here, the spirit realm is taking these motherfuckers out. You see what I'm saying? You're going to have to save your damn self. You see, so this is what's going down here. You see, so yes, those particular people were good and they were powerful in a particular aspect to get certain things, get you to a certain level just to open you up so you can be introduced to alternative stuff other than Christianity. But now, this is the fucking millennium. This is the day of reckoning, and you have to go to another level, at least the elite. They talk about the elite in the Book of Enoch. They're talking about the elect. That's the ones who go through a certain amount of spirit, alternative stuff other than all the dead people out here. So if they got people that's up in these cults and still waiting on this motherfucker, they got to take him off the scene to open some of the people's eyes up. So some of the people that's in these cults are crucial to this stuff. So they got to take them people out. Farrakhan is retired now. You see what I'm saying? All these damn leaders and cult leaders is gone. You see, that is for a reason, because you got to rise up. No way in the hell a motherfucker gonna call and tell you he's the Messiah. He going to the crack are killing you every day and money, and he's supposed to be the Messiah. Ain't nobody liberating nobody, but just getting rich. Know what I'm saying? Now, going right along, we must understand this thing, because we got to go through 3 forms of the fall before we go into the esoteric thing. This is key and crucial that you understand this, because I think this there's a misunderstanding. And if you're going to line up so this stuff works, I'm telling you, if you get into the right camp, you get into the right camp. Now, I must preface myself, because I am not in competition. I am not even in any type of anything as far as, I don't want it to go down as, I'm a black leader and I'm putting other motherfuckers down. I don't want to see you motherfuckers after the day. Leave me any damn way. Although you can give to the Hemet. Come on, I got me a little candy jar. You can give to the Hemet for the shit. So a nigga can leave. Get some pork and beans or whatever. Now, but the point I'm trying to make here is this. You must line up between the behind the energies that is going to raise you to another level. So you must understand these falls. So we'll give you the particular information, the particular information and all. My point here is, if a person don't document what they say, how the hell do you know they're telling the truth or not? Everything is based on what another person say. Now, I know a brother used to come here, and he came here all the damn 90s. He right there from the Bronx, and he used to write the books for Thompson York. He used to write the damn books. One of the brothers, because Dr. Young didn't write all those books. Let me get the other game so they get you out of the fucking mind control. What them motherfuckers used to do is they used to go get shit and eat them up. They used to see what was popular. What they used to do is go get some stuff and they'd have a writing team, and those teams would write down that particular information from the from these books, and they would attribute it to him. And then he would come in and study something and come out there and give the script to the particular people. But the key is, he didn't write all those books. Now, there's a brother right here from the Bronx used to write the book, and he said, when we wanted to go to another level, when we were first getting out of the Islam thing, he was talking shit about Dr. Ben and the Egypt thing. So therefore, in order to do this and stuff, we had to go and we had to take an alternative thing. So we went to the Sumerian thing, and we took the works of Zechariah Sitchin, the Earth Chronicles, and he said, I used to go in and change the words on this shit and plagiarize this shit. And goddamn, you can see the same damn pictures in the Holy Tablets. If you look in the Sirius Mystery, he got the same damn pictures and all this kind of thing. They even got some of the same articles verbatim that they plagiarized out of other people's books and attributed to him. Try to understand the difference of stuff. But you would never know in stuff like that because the key here is they don't ever give you no bibliography. All this stuff is supposed to be his teachings. You see what I'm saying? Supposed to be his teachings. You got to understand some con game or the flim-flam. That's the straight old flim-flam shit they call it down south. Understand the damn flim-flam. You see what I'm saying? So the point here is they used to do that type of information. Now, I'm not saying that what they were doing, because C. Freeman L. used to say, those people are in there because they need to be in there. Certain people come by certain information, and they have to have these particular groups to come by a certain information. We are a mass people. But when it is time for the particular person to go to another level, if that person is recalling their process, that motherfucker got to go on the spirit world. You see what I'm saying? And that's what's going down. So now dealing with these particular phones, now try to understand the difference between me. I am a scholar that do research, and I always give you bibliography. Now, any motherfucker in here ever heard me speak, raise your hand if I didn't give you more fucking books than you can throw a stick at. And I got 200 damn tapes for 12 years, and I got over 200 tapes, and I have given bibliography to the team. All right? So understand the difference. I am a researcher and a scholar, not no fucking black damn leader, because if I was a black leader, goddammit, I'd be paid. You know what I'm saying? I would be paid. So try to understand the difference on this type of thing here. You see, I am not trying to give you no propaganda so you can follow me. There are no artificial motives or anything that I'm dealing with. We're dealing with the hard-nosed scholarship. This is an intelligentsia. You're supposed to be students. You're supposed to be giving me shit. You understand what I'm saying? You underestimate yourself with these bullshit leaders. You can go to that goddamn white man's job, and right now he tell you he wants you to build 5 fucking modulators for the fucking space shuttle. Your black ass build them. You do everything that cracker tell you is required to do. All right? So why the hell you shouldn't expect the same thing when it comes to your goddamn learning? Access the information. You see what I'm saying? And expect that. And stuff like this. And get out of this damn messianic bullshit. You see what I'm saying? Waiting on a motherfucking nigga to do some shit. You know what I'm saying? Ain't it a something? All right. First of all, we're going to deal with, you got to deal with certain falls. Understand that the falls. We'll deal with the Typhonian Egyptian falls. Because you have your pre-dynastic Egyptians and your Typhonian Egyptians are Kamites. You see what I'm saying? The pre-dynastic Egyptians and your Typhonian Egyptians. Most of this particular work has been on lockdown in the various museums around the world, especially the British Museum and stuff, since 1907, when the last person who had access to a lot of your Typhonian information was Gerald Massey. Was Gerald Massey. The Typhonian information as far as the Typhonian science on these particular falls is this. On the Typhonian information, we have the coffin text that mentions certain things, but those particular things in the coffin text are fragmented. So the pre-dynastic information comes out like this. The fall of Ra. No, excuse me, the rising of Ra, or the creation of Ra, comes into being by the overthrowing of Apep, Apophis, or Apep, the great dragon. So you get the dynastic period, which is the later version of the Tamite story, he's overthrowing Apep, the great mother of the great dragon. Anytime you see the word dragon, it's symbolic of the great mother. This is crucial that you understand at this particular time. So we got to carefully deal with this. So the Typhonian version of that does not survive in Kemet, but goes up and ends up in Babylonia or Persia, and that is the story of the Babylonian apocalypse of the overthrowing of Tiamat. And the overthrowing of Tiamat is, which you can get in the book, Stephanie Dolly's book, Daily, D-A-L-L-Y, Lists from Mesopotamia by Stephanie Daly, which is the Tiamat, which would be the oldest creation story left on the planet, which would be the Typhonian creation story, pre-dynastic Egyptians of Tamite. So if you want to get the oldest, you get the Enuma Elish is the name of it, the creation epic called the Enuma Elish, coming from the oldest pre-dynastic Tamite story. Because the pre-dynastic Egyptians were your Kushites that ruled from Mount Kilimanjaro on up into fucking India. The Kushites. So we need to break this down. And the story is that Tiamat is overthrown by her son, by one of the younger children of Tiamat, and a whole other crew replaced a whole other crew. The mystery is when she is overthrown, her body is used to make the earth. Now, it's interesting here because the Greek mythology one, if you really want to study one of the oldest ones, you need to study the Tiamat one. But the Greek mythology one was inherited by the Greeks. Now, the difference between Greek mythology and Greek philosophy. Greek philosophy is stolen from Kemet, and is separated from Greek mythology by 2,000 to 3,000 years. Greek mythology is black. Greek philosophy was plagiarized. So one of the oldest ones is called Hesiod's Theogony, which is one of the oldest mythologies. Let's see, the Hesiod.
S-E-H-I-O-D.
Yeah, H-E-S-I-O-D. Hesiod's Theogony, which is one that comes from the Babylonian Sumerian aspect. Now, you get the word, the one in Egypt is Typhon, Typhonian Typhon. She becomes Tiamat in Kemet, in Babylonia, and she becomes the Titans in Greece. Either way, Tiamat is overthrown. Her body is turned into the earth and the ether and the atmosphere. She's overthrown. Her body is turned into the earth, the ether, and the atmosphere. Her husband, Kenu, is overthrown, and his blood is turned into human. You got to understand this, because you need to understand the direction and where you're going. The Titans one is the Titans were overthrown, and their blood and ashes was turned into humans. But going back, they used to rule the universe prior to the new gods that used to rule the universe. Okay, going right along, the Hindu one. You had a group of people called the Asuras. The Asuras are pre-pristine cosmic deities. They are called anti-gods. There's the difference. They are called anti-gods. So our world is built off of several of the primal worlds that preceded creation. So you hear the word the creator. That ain't shit. Fuck the goddamn creator. The creator is a subordinate deity And how do I know? Because every single creation story talks about this, including Hebrews. They talk about the same thing, but they talk about it in the Kabbalistic aspect. The creator in the Asuras, the Asuras was a pristine deity that used to rule the omniverse and the universe prior to the Devas. The Devas. The Devas overtook this Asuras, and they got the Devs on the earth and everything down here, and the Asuras became demons. The Tiamat's realm became demons. The Titans became demons, which just means hidden forces. Hidden forces. So you got, okay, then you have your Gnostic fall, where you had a subordinate creator that took over the universe as an abortion from the Great Mother, came down and set up this particular universe, and then trapped our souls here, but our souls have these particles of light which represented the universe before the subordinate deity took over. So in so many words, we are higher than the gods that we worship. Now, understand what's going on here. You don't understand shit. You got to understand this. Try to understand. This is very important if you're going to try to raise the fuck up. Because you're going to find out the only way you're going to do this shit is by your damn self. Time out. The Book of Law says the gods of men are but fools. We would do this particular thing. We would have this and this. Both of these represent two principalities. This principality is the seraphonic realm that rules now. This principality is the cherubonic realm, the cherubs. They are the fallen entities. I done heard this before. I heard somebody recently talk about, I don't want to be one of them fallen spirits. Guess who the fallen spirits are? Your black ass. You are the Titans. You are the Asuras. You are the Titans, the Titans. You are the Leviathans. So, to fall, understand, you must be encased in a physical body. You ever heard of Satan bound for 1,000 years? Metaphysically, the physical body is the only thing that entraps the soul. So, but the mere fact that we have physical bodies, but we used to be gods, means that was a fallen state. They tell you that in Manetho's history. They said it was 8,000 years of rule in Kemet. They said, who used to rule before then? They said, that's when a whole bunch of gods used to rule. But as a student in history, when I heard this thing years ago, I was thinking it was an actual god that was ruling. The gods was actually ruling was the same damn Egyptians that was there now worshiping fucking Osiris and them. They used to be gods, but they fell into a physical state. So, y'all getting this? Your seraphonic realm is the realm that rules the universe, or rule the universe during creation. Our universe is built up off of several primal worlds that preceded it. And the building blocks of the fabric of those primal worlds, the material of those particular primal worlds, was used to make earth and universe and man. Basically, different forms of melanin. The triple blackness of the space dark matter, which alchemically made the stars, made the universe, made the earth, and made man. Anyway, the cherubonic universe, the Seraphonic universe are called the Shining Divas. They are the subordinate deities. They are inferior deities that need the fabric from the pristine original deities to survive. So, the group that are the Seraphonic group never became humans. And as a result, we, by worshiping them, we give them sacrifice and we give them energies so that they can be. Well, you say, well, how do they be? If you break this down, the Seraphonic universe is nothing but the human brains. And we give them our energy and we make them appear and we give them our light based on our thoughts. You hear the word angels and you get the word angels of light. Angels and angels of light. That is the human brain. That is the Seraphonic system. Those are the angels in the universe. They survive off of the microscopic organisms of melanin and the worship of how you conjure them up in your mind. They exist. You ever hear that God can't exist without you? I'll read it to you. You all right? Break your shit down. We got to break it down so you know exactly what you need to be doing. I've been reading it for years. At opposite poles, both God and man encompasses within their being, the entire cosmos. So you have the entire cosmos in you. However, whereas God contains, by all virtue, being its creator and initiator, whom everything is rooted in all potentiality is hidden, the man's role is to complete the process by becoming an agent to whom all the powers of creation is fully achieved and made manifest. What exists exceedingly and unfolds in the development of, what exists in seemingly in God unfolds in the development of man. So without you, God can't be, because this is a subordinate creator who is this vampire-like person who shines based on getting the energy from you. Well, you say, well, how the hell can I make God exist? Because you used to be the God, which was the real God that went to sleep that made these motherfuckers appear. You see? Document, because I don't want you to come up and say, well, this is Gershom Scholem's Kabbalah. Gershom Scholem has several Kabbalahs. This is documentation. It's Gershom Scholem's Kabbalah. He's got one Kabbalah, page 152. There's your documentation, goddammit. There you have it. Once you document, you ain't got to sit up in bullshit with the rest of these old punk-ass cult leaders giving you some damn shit. You know what I'm saying? It's a scholarship. Gershom Scholem's Kabbalah, page 152. It ain't any goddamn evidence. All right, let's deal with this thing. Now, dealing with this, this is where we would be now, are higher than the subordinate deities. Because we have the original fabric in us. The original fabric in us. You get it? Now, moving right along. In your Kabbalah, your Kabbalistic system, you have a tree. Now, you have the tree of life, which we found at the Temple of Komombo in Egypt, and also at the Temple of Dendera. At the Temple of Dendera, we found this thing. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Okay, is that 10? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, or something like that, whatever. You know the deal is real, the Kabbalah. The Kabbalistic system, we found it at the Temple of Colombo in Wexford. It was introduced into Europe by Moses de Leon in Spain. So it was introduced into Spain. It was introduced into Spain as one of those documents the Lord had. The key here is these are the sephiroths. These called wheels of light, which represent the universe. It represents the universe that we live in now. In the middle, there's a gateway called Dah, D-A-A-T-H, Dah, you get the word Dah Theta. Some represented as the pineal gland, and some is represented as the star Sirius. But it's called Dah. Depends on your astronomical or astrological outlook. Which Dah leads to the backside of the tree. So so you got one tree. Let's do this. One tree is the one, when you get most Kabbalahs, they will deal with the front side of the tree, but God represents the back side of the tree. So these particular ones here that represent the back side of the tree are called the kalipa, or the shells or the husk. Now, the legend goes, because the same guy, Gershom Scholem, when they asked Gershom Scholem, we'll put these as the dark side. When they asked Gershom Scholem, what will happen, which is one of the chief Kabbalistic scholars, was Gershom Scholem, in his book Kabbalah, they asked him, what will happen when all this stuff ends? He's been dead since 1982. He said, well, all this shit is going to come back to chaos. Now, as you know, chaos is nothing but melanin. There's several books on chaos magic. Get Condensed Chaos by Peter Carroll, by Phil Hines. Condensed Chaos. Chaos and melanin is the same. That's why it never stops moving. Chaos is a state of things where change is supreme. So therefore, if you're not changing, you are stagnant and you are shutting down the melanin. So if you're stuck in knowledge, there's regurgitation. Okay. How much time you got? Damn. Oh. Hold on. We are. All right. Okay. So. Okay. So, smudged. Oh, that ain't smudging it in. That's getting worse. Now, chaos is a state of things in which change is supreme. And chaos, an unorganized state of primordial matter before creation. There you have it. An unorganized state of primordial matter before creation. So if you are black and you are rooted in something that does not change, you're shutting down the melanin. That's why you invent shit and write people into it, and you go to something new. They love the damn blues. They love jazz. That's because you are called creative physics. The creation. You invent shit and go to the next thing and all. But obviously, we've been in a standstill for a minute because we ain't created nothing. You know what I'm saying? But then again, on the other hand, that means we're trying to go to the next stage and we ain't trying to land stuff in this particular realm. A confused state of mass, chaos, is the primal source for all. Is the primal source for all. It isn't anarchy, it's chaos. So in so many words, and it's interesting, all your leaders is talking about good behavior. Good this and good that. It isn't anarchy, it's chaos. In the beginning there was chaos. Agents of chaos cast a brain glance at everything that is and anyone capable of bearing witness to their condition. One must have chaos in one to give birth to a dancing star. That means melanin. Matter is an illusion. Solidity is an illusion. We're an illusion. Only chaos is real. in limitless presence shines the continuance of chaos. This is Peter Carroll's book, Condensed Chaos, Introduction into Chaos Magic. A lot of these books, you know, is the magic stuff, and you can get the concept of what they talk about chaos magic. Chaos magic is melanin magic. You can get Condensed Chaos book by Peter Carroll. You can also get, Condensed Chaos by Phil Hines. H-A-N-E, Phil Hines. Condensed Chaos, or you can get Prime Chaos by Phil Hines. Prime Chaos by Phil Hines. You can also get, Condensed Chaos by Phil Hines. Prime Chaos is another book by Phil Hines. Give you the documentation. You can also get Liber Chaos, L-I-B-E-R, Liber Chaos by Peter Carroll. Liber Chaos by Peter Carroll. And you can also get Liber Null and the Psychonauts. Liber Null and the Psychonauts by Peter Carroll. These are books that are introduction into chaos magic. Most of the stuff that these white ones put out, the magic part don't work, but you can get a great concept of what the whole concept of chaos is by getting these particular books, Peter Carroll's books and Phil Hines' books. Phil Hines' book in the particular chaos magic. Now, this particular part, the dark side of the tree, is where the tree will be in the future. So if you got a light that is turned on, that light is about to burn out. It might take a couple of months. It might take a couple of weeks. It might take a couple of years. But that light is surely going to burn out. That means the only potential there is in the darkness. That's why they give you in Isaiah 45, I will give you the treasures of darkness. Why is it then when you get confused and to think, you have to shut your eyes like this? And some people shut their eyes and go like this. They have gone into the blueprint of the darkness. You know what I'm saying? Why is it that most times when you have sex, which is a primal act either for either procreation or a primal act for trying to get to know the primal inner self of you, why do most of the time when people have sex, they have it in the dark? These are leftover practices from the primal aspect. You see, from the primal aspect. And why is it that the woman being the most primal aspect, a lot of times the woman like the light off? You know, some women be like, bitch, black. And nigga be like, no, man, I got to see some titties or something. Shit. He want the light on and all. You know what I'm saying? He want to experience the shit visual. You know what I'm saying? You know, but it's the primal act and stuff. So the light of creation is on its way to be extinguished. That means that the only source that is able to have potential is that particular part that is in darkness. So therefore, the Kalipa, which is the shadows and the shades of the tree, the dark side of the tree, this is just one tree, but I'm showing you the back and the front. This particular part is the part that will be in the future. This will be the part that will be the part in the future. Now, which is the Kalipop, the aspect of this, which is the dark side of the tree. The dark side of the tree of life. Now, this is going to flip over, and we're going to go back to that.
Africa addressed himself to this situation when he said, this is 1881 now, this is his inaugural address at the Liberia College. And if you listen to it, you'll find out that this man in 1881 was ahead of most of the black scholars of today. He would go on to have a great career to write a classic work that would do well to read today called Christianity, Islam, and the Negro Race. He says during this speech, in all English-speaking countries, mind of the intelligent Negro.
WELOVE
108
FM.
Music hit your heart, cause I know you got a soul.
Nothing is
the same. Listen if you're missing, y'all. Swinging while I'm singing.
Hey!
Giving what you're getting. Knowing what I know in. While the black band's sweating. In the rhythm I'm rolling. Gotta give us what we want. Gotta give us what we need.
Hey!
Our freedom of speech is freedom of death. We got to fight the power that be. Fight the power. Fight the power. Fight the power. Fight the power! Fight the power! Fight the power! Fight the power! We got to fight the power, that's me! As the rhythm's designed to bounce with health, is that the rhyme? Designed to fill your mind, now that you realize the prize arrives. We got to pump the stuff to make it tough. From the heart, it's the start of work of art to revolutionize. Make a change, something great.
People, people!
We are the same, no one not the same, cause we don't know the game. We need is awareness. We can't keep telling.
You say, what is this?
Yeah. I'm beloved. Let's get down to business. Mental self-defense of fitness.
Go
rest the show.
You got to start the question. No one
to make everybody see. In order to fight the power that be. Fight the power. 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 Fight the power! Fight the power! We got to fight the power! Let's be!
All right. Royalty. All right, guys. I hope you enjoyed the revised version. I do apologize. So about 10 minutes of it, it was Dr. Clark. He has a lot of great stuff, too, on YouTube. But, you know, I feel that we're kind of merging, you know, into, as I always say, you know, merging into, I don't even want to call it the Korean age, you know, if you are aware, right, enhancing your awareness, if you are aware on any level, you know that things are shifting, things are changing, you know, so in that, you know what I mean, even a song that was played, you know, Fight the Powers, that be, you know, I was just thinking while listening to that, you know, it's like, damn, we've just been fighting this whole time, you know what I mean? And where has fighting really got us, you know what I'm saying? You know, got to fight the powers that be, you know what I mean? It's, you know, a lot of programs, you know what I mean? But, you know, respect and shout out to everybody, you know, who came before us, you know, who are now knowing, coming into the knowing that, you know, there are things that are different, you know, that needs to be projected out. You know what I'm saying? But in order to do that, from within, then without, right? So above, so below. You know what I'm saying? So, royalty to everybody. I hope you guys got something out of Bobby Hemmett. That one was Ancient Metaphysics Revised. I'll put it in the show notes for you guys. But I'm going to also redo Spiritual Soul Sunday, the revised version, and it's the Tao Te Ching. Great book. So after this one, a podcast, there's going to be a podcast that's going to come up during the week, and it's going to be the revised version of the Tao Te Ching that I did. Very smooth and subtle, you know what I'm saying? But as I was saying, guys, we're in a place of balance, right? We're in a place of balancing our inward than outward, you know what I'm saying? Even with me, you know, calm down a whole lot, you know what I mean? And that's because, you know, when we fight the powers that were, as Shavi Zane always says, you know what I'm saying, where does it really get to us fighting with fire, you know what I mean? And that's on any level, guys. So take it how you take it how it resonates. You know what I mean? So, all right. I hope you guys enjoyed that again. And join me every weekend at 11 a.m. Eastern, 10 Central, here at Hanson Awareness Radio. And, yeah, sometimes I pop up in a week like I'm doing right now. I have a busier schedule, so I hadn't been able to pop in as much, but when I do, but instead of realizing information, I had to redo these. I'm trying to find a song, y'all. That's why I'm talking. So, love you guys. Yeah, let's see. All right, guys, till next time. I guess I need to go out with this. Peace.
Brother, sister, the celestial energies, brother wisdom. You know, I checked out the YouTube sent an alert telling me that there were 956 likes on the YouTube community posting. No fear, and this is something that our folk have really, really struggled with in the past, and now that we have awakened ourselves, the struggle is no more. Now it's more so of we aligning ourselves with certain energies in order to dominate the entire infrastructure that was created. Now I'm watching as their programs are crumbling, the money programs, you know, that whole money program, that corporation, that business program that they created is crumbling. And now I see where, you know, this Arcturian Trump is and his Arcturian counterparts are working because they're trying to, they had this Nassara-Gassara act going on where they want to dissolve the corporate and bring back the we the people, and you got to remember that we the people is only for the so-called white folk and not for the original beings of this world. And that's how it was written, you know. So what we have to understand is the programs that they created are crumbling, and this is the reason why we must take advantage of this crumbling program and begin to re-implement our original program. The planet's a program is a tropical program, okay? Our planet is a tropical planet, all right? The entire planet, no part of the planet is supposed to be cold, all right? You have to remember, if you go back into your past lives, you will see that the most furthest point of the planet, the North Pole and the South Pole, were actually the hottest points of the planet and not the equator, all right? The North Pole and the South Pole reached at temperatures well over 150 degrees, 160 degrees, and there were brothers and sisters who lived in that type of setting. You have, of course, the South Pole, which the average temperature was about 120 to 130 degrees, all right? And there was brothers and sisters who also lived in that climate area. As far as what you call the islands, because every land is not a continent, it's an island, all right? Continent has to do with corporations, all right? When I went and looked up the etymology of continent, it had to do with ownership. Like the American continent says that America owns the land. Continent literally means to own, all right? So when they say the African continent, whoever named that land Africa, their family are supposed to be owners of the land, okay? So you see who's working over there, the Chinese, the French, the Dutch, all right? So that's the word continent literally means to own, all right? All of the lands are islands. Majority of our planet is water. So all of the lands are islands. That's why we call it our land here Turtle Island. This is a huge island, all right? And it's growing, okay? So the programs that they set up were designed to alter the original program of nature, which is a tropical program. And this is how we created it, because we created it this way so that the sun can feed our bodies. We created all of this, and then it recreated us, all right? Just like we who are cosmic beings, we so-called black people, who you think created the cosmos? At some point of infinite time, we created the cosmos, and in return, the cosmic energy recreated us. This is the symmetry of it all. This is why we can leak into all of these different energies without being harmed, all right? Because we created the same energy that recreated us, all right? That's how it works. You know, that's why, just like when we go into meditation is a program, all right? When you link into meditation, you're linking into the cosmic program, the cosmic and nature program. So you hold your hand out and you close your eyes, and that you instantly link into the cosmos, and you feel that energy coming straight down, because energy has no boundaries. So the energy is already there. You just link into the energy, all right? And wherever you are, there are different levels of energy. So you can go in one place and you feel an extremely high level of energy. You go another place and the energy is even higher. You're like, wow. So the energy is already here. It's just wherever you are, you link into that energy, all right? So meditation, you go into the meditation program, and therefore you link into infinite energies. Infinite levels of intelligence, All right, you got intelligences. All right, not just one intelligence, there's multiple levels of intelligence. All right, so these are the programs that you link into, and these programs are designed to take you into a higher level. You know, a brother was talking to, I was talking to a brother, and he was talking on the level of our planet growing, and he said, well, what's the reason for the earthquakes, and what's the reason for our planet growing? I said, you got to understand, our planet runs on a program. He couldn't understand that. He couldn't perceive that type of knowledge because his program, he desired to design his program to link only into the books that are written. Everything that is written is a program. All right? So in order for us to truly succeed, we must link into the original programs that are already that we created for our planet. All right? So just like we said, the winter program, the fall program, the spring program, all these different levels are dependent upon the devices that they put into that they use to control the atmosphere. All right? The devices that they use to control the atmosphere, as well as the stuff they spray in the sky. All right? So everything that you're dealing with is lower atmosphere. All right? And everything that they spray in the sky, which is that those devices link into whatever they spray in the sky. And this is the winter program, the fall program. All right? What they call summertime. Time literally means program, summer program. So this is when they say, okay, well, we're going to allow the original program to operate the way it's supposed to operate, but then we're going to alter this original program and create our own programs. All right? Trees are supposed to be everywhere. Trees are part of the programs of our planet. They destroyed the trees and put up all these buildings, which means that in turn, we're going to have to destroy all these buildings and replant all the trees. All the trees can come back with a thought. All right, but first we have to create our devices in order to make this thing happen. All right, so all of these programs, these are all programs. All right, so the whole issue is that we must link into the cosmic design program, which is going to take us back to this infinite energy and power that releases certain portals and gateways within us, which would allow us to be a more powerful what you call cyborgs or organic beings. Okay, so understand that there are programs everywhere, even this time program that they created. Now, I'm going to go into, later on, I'm going to go into what I shared on the YouTube posting, you know, months are weeks, and weeks are days, and days are hours, all right? We're going to go into that, because the original energy, the original tropical program that is on our planet, that's the entire planet is tropical. It's supposed to be hot on the entire planet. All right, that's the way we designed it. We designed this entire solar system, this entire galaxy, to be this way. All right, don't listen to mankind, because they try to alter the program, just like when the water said, the Atlantic water said, you know, they're trying to keep the ice wall up in Antarctica because they're scared of what's behind. They know what's to come, so they're trying to keep the ice wall up, and in the meantime, they want our brothers and sisters and others to believe that, oh, this ice is a natural occurrence that's happening, and it's supposed to be cold. No, it's supposed to be hot on both ends, the North Pole and the South Pole. So this is a program. Right now, the North Pole is literally extremely hot. It's ranging anywhere from 150 to 180 degrees, which is the original program that we created. So just want to show you all, talk to you all about these programs that are supposed to be in place and how we must return back to our original program, which our original program as designers. We're the true original designers of this planet. And I mean, not only did we have structures, we had fields. We had fields of different gardens. We had gardens and with different types of flowers, and you know, because each flower is a different program. Each flower has a different type of energy that it emits. Each flower, all right, each flower. So that energy that flower emits, you smell the energy through its aroma, all right. So that's the energy that it is emitting in the air, all right. So these are all different programs on the planet. Everything is a program, and we as the original beings were designed to protect and to build new programs to keep the planetary energy in balance, which this is where we must return back to. This is where we return. All right, me as a timekeeper, it's my duty to bring back the original time program that's supposed to be here on the planet, because the energy moves extremely slow. Energy does not move as fast as mankind wants. Mankind created time and this time program for mass production, because you're talking about an inorganic artificial intelligence being who wants things done instantly or mass production for money, because that money program, which is an obsolete program, which is a virus, all right, this is their only way to contain energy through this program. So our duty is to ignite that original program, and we do this by building and creating, all right, by linking ourselves into the nature program, by building and getting on the ground and building for nature and not for profit, all right. We're not doing this for profit. We're taking the money, using the money program to create a more dynamic program on the planet, which is the natural, which is the program of nature, all right. So we got to understand that everything here, what we're dealing with are programs, all right? The school program, the church program, the money program, the business program, they're all programs, all right? And all these programs are designed to take the original beings away from the original program, all right, so that the inorganic beings can freely operate the way they feel like they want to. But now that we have awakened that free operation of whatever they want to do in our house can no longer be in place. All right, brothers and sisters. So I shared it with you all. It's no hate speech, none of this stuff here. Only thing I'm doing is sharing it with you all about the programs. Everything is a program on the planet. All right. Everything, even when you go to the stores, go to the strip malls. When you go to the strip malls, I want you guys to look up at the top of the buildings, and you're going to see like a circle or a square, all right? Those are dimensional shapes, which means that that circle that's on top of that building is a program. It's a dimensional program was designed to try to draw your energy to those buildings, all right? These are all programs. Everything is a program. Right? Everything on the planet is a program. You got the air program. You got the sun program. And these are infinite programs. These are programs that they don't loop. What happens is they grow, because this is a natural energy. Natural energy grows. A virus, only thing a virus can do is loop, and it never grows. As we see the money system, the business system, whatever, it only loops and it never grows, and it keeps doing the same thing over and over and over, and the original beings get caught up in the loop thinking that they are going somewhere, when in reality they are not going anywhere but a circle, the same circle over and over and over and over again. All right, so programs, we have to redesign the program, just like we said when we began to build these new structures and these new dimensional structures, whatever that we build, these new towers, these temples, we're going to begin to re-implement new ley lines, which means that we're going to have to fight for what we build. And you got to understand, when you start building these structures are going to emit powers and certain powers and certain energies into your bodies, which means that your body will begin to return to the original program that it was created to do. We were created to fly, levitate, teleport, because we are multidimensional celestial deities, as we so-called black people on the planet. Multidimensional celestial deities, which means that we run on a cosmic program as well as a nature program. It's the duality, that masculine-feminine. Okay? So when you begin to build these structures, and these structures are sending out energies into the atmosphere, you're going to start seeing changes in all of our kinfolk, which means that this whole music program, television program, everything is going to change, and we're instantly going to begin to venture towards our original programs that we come from, and we're going to see things in a totally different light. All right, instead of sitting up in front of a video game all day long thinking that we're accomplishing something, we're actually going to be really, really accomplishing things on the planet, on a cosmic level, on a cosmic basis. All right, so you got to remember, just like we said last night, every blood cell in your body is linked into a different universe within the cosmos, which means the universe is infinite. The cosmos is infinite, all these different universes. So, you know, go back to your original program, link into that original power. All right, share it with you all, and I'll catch you guys later, and you know the deal. All power to the multi-chakra celestial angelic beings. May chaos reign forever and ever. Much power to you all.